There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
Let's get this thing rolling. We got short time today. It's the Regrettable. So, yeah, I think this is episode 130.
130?
Yeah, it's an even number, I guess. Makes sense to call that out.
Okay.
yeah. Episode 130.
And we're done.
Yeah, pretty much. Feels like that way.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're...
That's my bad. Yeah.
Child's daycare has to take a week off.
Before school.
Before school.
That's kind of weird. Cover or something. Yeah, it's real weird. It's
like a sweep and hang up posters or something. Or?
Yeah, this is like... It seems like it'd be the last week to celebrate as... I don't know. Maybe I'm getting that all wrong. So, because they are open most of the summer, whereas most teachers get to have the summer off to recuperate from, you know, teaching and raising these little shits running around.
Yeah.
This daycare, they only take off a couple of weeks. So, you know, whatever. I guess I get, you know, power to them. Now, hopefully, they're really enjoying it this week.
Yeah.
It's back to business Monday. Yeah. All right.
I was going to think maybe you would have taken like the first week of school out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because now a lot of kids are going back, so you're losing some kids in the daycare, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. It seems weird that last free week for the adults, but maybe they're thinking a lot of parents are taking vacations that last week.
Yeah, they're busy that last week. Try to fit in some stuff that last week before. Gotcha. That would mean you're assuming that these parents are good parents. You know, they would actually want to do something with their kids the last week of summer.
Right.
Whereas most are just like, God, thank you. Finally, school starting back.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into it too late, so I'm now having to wait for a spot at his daycare. They're like, we're at capacity, sir.
Oh,
we cannot take your child.
You didn't say, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, yeah.
No room for little Miles there.
No room for little Miles. So I got to get him into the one that, like, I don't know, they like smack babies and
don't change their diapers.
I'm getting him into that one.
I mean, somebody's got to watch him.
Yeah, until one at Patrick's opens up. So this one is all like super.
That way his cousin can watch out for him.
Right. We got to instill the fear of God in these babies. That's the one he's going to.
Oh, is that it? Is it the religious one?
It's very, yeah.
Is it
you,
the.
You got a spot over there, though?
It's open.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're just waiting here. And on the application, it's like, what religion does your baby believe in? Like. No, I don't know.
Does it have like
to ask him?
It doesn't have a place that says no Jews, right?
Yeah, no, okay. I think it does.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's just star of David with
the cross. The Republican Party day school.
Yeah,
there.
It's an upside down Star of David.
That's right. And I hear they do this thing called blanket time. I don't know if it's real or not. I don't think it is, but it's like you put the baby on a blanket and you put a toy or something it really wants on the other end. And when it reaches for it, they smack the hand of the baby. This is the rumor I've heard of.
Yeah, it teaches them shame and disappointment from an early age.
That's right.
Before they can even talk, they should know shame.
Yeah, and Miles will have to address the person as headmaster or something as well. But
they got a spot open.
Yeah.
They'll raise your child for you.
Yeah, so hopefully he doesn't get it too bad.
Yeah, because he can't tell on him yet.
Yeah, he has to give him a break. He doesn't speak yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He really can't do anything for himself yet, can he? I mean,
no.
How old is he now?
10 months.
10 months. Okay.
Well, he can't
do anything.
He's crawling
a little bit, right?
He's crawling.
Yeah.
At some
not
point,
walking, though.
No.
Okay.
No.
The desperation of finding someone to watch your kids trumps all other sensibilities. Mm-hmm. Like at this point, I'm like today, this rush that I'm in, I'm like, surely there's a homeless person I can find. I just would not mind sitting in some AC for a couple of hours.
Right.
And whatever happens, I'll deal with it later.
Yeah.
Just watch the child.
Would you please just smoke the meth pipe in the other room?
Yeah. Not in front of the baby.
Yeah. Outside would be great.
Yeah. In front of the baby, outside is fine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. It's breezy. Yeah. Yeah. She's still too young to really know what you're doing.
Right. Keep her in your eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to share. You all right? You don't feel obligation to share.
That's right.
I don't think anybody would want a baby on meth, bro. I mean, not just for the complications for the baby. Wait,
imagine having a baby on meth.
Whoa.
That'd be crazy.
It happens a lot, I guess.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Or what is it? So the baby's on meth, or you're on meth and you have the baby? What did you mean by that? You said...
No, I just meant... Giving a baby meth would be horrible. Would be crazy. Would be crazy because they'd be up all night. You know, they're already. But that's what I was thinking. But yeah.
But then, what if you're on meth with a baby?
Yeah,
that's a bit of a bummer.
Yeah. You probably don't do the things the baby needs, like feed it. Yeah,
You'll probably still be wore out before the baby is.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, the baby's a bit of a bummer. You buzzkill,
bro. Ruin I just want to smoke my pipe in peace.
Yeah, Miles is 10 months. He can crawl, but he prefers to like army crawl. Like he needs a medic.
Oh, gotcha.
Like his legs don't work.
Like there's live fire above him.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Just like
he's
that.
Just dragging him behind him a little bit.
He drags him. Yeah, Lieutenant Dan style. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and he can kneel. He can kneel. Like he can sit down on his own and he can get up on his knees.
Gotcha.
And awesome. And like we have the baby gate, which is just bars. It's just like metal bars. So he's always like hanging off the baby gate, watching like a prisoner. I'm waiting for him to have a little metal cup.
Oh yeah,
he goes, drags along it, rattling it. Yeah. And so he's advancing. You know, we had some pretty bad health issues last week with him where
you had to go to the hospital, right?
Yeah, we had to take him to the hospital. He had a crazy fever, and they believe it's some sort of infection. Mm. I have an inkling that the original infection never went away. Gotcha. Just maybe we'll look went a little dormant.
I thought you were going to say I have a conspiracy theory.
I do. It's really a conspiracy. Yeah. To make us keep coming back there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's an insurance gig.
Exactly.
It's whatever Jamie Foxx has. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Miles has.
That's right.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Hey, he's okay. I'm not going to tell you why or how or with
they
what.
Never did give you some answers on that.
No,
did
no,
they?
Yeah. No. They took more. He actually had more tests to do today. So they're thinking about sending him straight to a urologist.
Mm.
He's got a little PP issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ouchies.
That's what poor guy. He has UTI. He had a UTI.
If you're going to have a PP issue, now's the time to do it for that young man, though.
Let's go. We should all probably be seeing, I think, a urologist once you're a certain age. You should be seeing one every year, right? I think. Is that I might have that wrong.
Yeah.
If you have to see one on a regular basis, you might as well start that habit when you're a baby.
That's right.
What if that is science telling you he should have been a girl? So just go ahead and chop it off now.
I'm thinking about it.
Don't even ask him.
Yeah. He told me. He lets me know. You know,
when he touches the Ken doll and rubs smooth, he's like, "Why ain't I like this?"
That's right. No,
he's
still
got like 6 months before he's able to make that decision.
That's right. Right. he's definitely advancing. You know, every single day he does more and more things.
Yeah.
You know, and more. It's like more fun to watch him, but then also more stressful. You know, like you can't walk away for a minute or he's just
snatched something up,
literally pulling the HDMI cord out of the TV, like pulling it down on himself. You know,
that's you're like, why is my not working?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah, you get some fun times with it. The other day I had Mariah outside. I was doing some stuff and I looked, she was probably about 20, 30 feet away. Too far away for me to get there in more than a couple of seconds. Yeah. And she was running, giggling with a pair of scissors in her hands.
Nice.
Pointed right at her neck.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
And she can run, just not very well. Right. She's still pretty clumsy. And I mean, everything that was in my hands got dropped, thrown to the side, and ran over there, you know?
That is literally the reason why that moment is why they say don't run with scissors.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
That's the one.
Yeah. And that image right there.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think about that right before I go to bed every night now.
Yes. Yeah.
Ever since that happened, that's what I go to sleep thinking
The worst part is not like a clean pair of, you know, like classroom scissors. Exactly. It's like garden shears.
Yeah. That
where'd
you rusty, get those?
Dirty.
Yeah. Very rusty.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think she's had a tetanus shot yet.
Yeah.
Caitlin, my oldest, she got a piece. I think I may have told this on the podcast before, but she got a piece of hard candy lodged in her throat when we were sitting there on, you know, all the kids. I was making all the kids laugh in the moment. They were all little and I was making them chuckle and she was, I didn't realize at the moment she was chewing on a piece of hard candy. She, and then
goodness.
Yeah, so I literally dislodged that using the I'm sure it was improper technique for the Heimlich maneuver or whatever. But, okay. Yeah, I punched her in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
No. But no, and she swallowed it when the first one. She, you know, swallowed it and then, exactly. Yeah. But now
comedy kills.
Now I know that sound. That gasp, that cough gasp sound.
Yeah.
That if anybody makes that sound, I'm punching him in the face. I'm throat punching him. But no, I listen because if I don't hear anything else, I'm either hollering, "Are you okay?" or I get up because you know, you can't hear anything.
Choking,
after
there's no talking, there's no coughing.
Exactly.
There's no
nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's literally that whole thing is clogged up.
Yeah. That's exactly. when I almost scared died eating that bologna sandwich. It was, I was like, I'm going to die in silence.
Yeah.
That's I can't even holler.
Yeah.
You definitely can't holler.
Can you imagine just like literally, you know, choking on a sandwich just and killing yourself just because you didn't have enough water to drink or whatever.
Yeah. Didn't put enough mayo on it to lubricate it and slide down. It's just dry. It's bologna of all things. Like,
your mama cast it, bro.
Yeah. I want at least I'd die on like a Genoa salami sandwich,
right?
Nice roast beef or something.
Oh, a Reuben. But that's usually gotten
And I love you enough as a brother that when people ask me like, "So how did Tyler die?" I'd lie.
Yeah,
I feel like it was brain aneurysm. Yeah, his heart just exploded.
He was jumped by 12 people. He killed 11 of them.
Yeah,
but that last one.
That's always that 12th one that gets you.
Yeah.
Except for my close buddies, would be like, "Stupid idiot!"
eating
a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, that's just, you know, the way everybody's laughing at your funeral.
Right,
I would encourage it.
But you do know how to give yourself the Heimlich now, right?
No,
you should probably consider it.
Yeah,
can you? I think you can double over on your fist, right?
Yeah. Use a chair or something. Okay. Yeah,
that makes sense.
It's my whole body seized. I was out of sorts. You know, I would have panicked and died.
Well, and a lot of the time, I did a little research after that. A lot of the time people will almost exhale everything trying to get it out.
Yeah.
So you literally shorten your ability to stay conscious.
Yeah. Cutting your time short.
Exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
That's crazy.
And then it's like, you know, my only hope in that situation would be, I hope that the last bit of wetness in my throat would dissolve the white bread.
And it would go away.
To like then just slip down, or I have enough force to blow it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's bloating piece comes across. Maybe that's the best.
There you go.
You know, but no Heimlich, no nothing. I was just, it was like, it was a fit.
It was a fit. Slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally went away and you were cool with it. But it cleared, just cleared enough. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You'd have been a story on the front page of the New York Post.
Oh, 100%.
.com. Yeah, not the actual print edition.
Post,
yeah.
I'm just trying to think
like
of what.
Not like a like on the top. It would have just been, you know,
what's
Arkansas
the headline,
man.
Though?
Yeah.
Like they like to rhyme a lot in the
they
actual
They do,
post,
or so. Alliterate or something. Yeah. Yeah, something real stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Phony chokes on baloney.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know. Radio phony chokes on baloney.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something.
I'm trying to think of one. I'm not that quick with my baloney puns and stuff. Yeah.
No, you got to be at the top of your game to be a New York Post headline writer.
Yeah. White bread dies from white bread.
Yeah. DJ dies from PB&J.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
Although if it's got the jelly, you're probably not dying. Just a peanut butter sandwich, though.
It just depends, though. It depends on your ratio.
That's true.
All right, because I go heavier peanut butter. I go probably 70-30
now,
on the peanut butter.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Is anybody here against a triple-decker?
No. Patrick once almost got mad at me for making a triple-decker.
Really?
But then he realized what I was talking about. Okay. Remember that? Yeah, it was when I was living with you, and we were all, let's have a round of PB&Js for the boys. And I was like, I'm making mine a triple-decker. And I was eating your peanut butter and jelly. You know, it wasn't mine. So I was like mooching off you the whole time anyway. I think I was like when I first moved in. And parents are like, "You don't need what's a triple deck? Like, what do you need a triple decker for? Like, are you wasting, you know, or
an
like
extra piece of bread?
Yeah, it's just a piece of bread,
bro.
It was the heel.
And you probably put more peanut butter and more jelly on it. Here's the question,
course,
then:
of
when
course.
You did the triple decker,
yeah.
Do you split the peanut butter and jelly, or do you mix them on both sides?
No, I split it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do it,
so jelly is on one.
Oh no, you know. No. Oh, I do. Okay, so here's how I do it.
You split the decker. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yes. So I take the two regular pieces.
Right.
Right. Peanut butter on one, jelly on the other.
Right.
Then I take the heel, and then peanut butter on the one and put it on the jelly side, and then peanut butter on the other one.
So you mix both sides.
Yes. So both ends are like, it's like, it's kind of like having two, it's like one and a half jelly sandwiches.
Right. It's not like making a jelly sandwich and a peanut butter sandwich and triple dip.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I put extra on the
nice
at my house. I don't think I did it with yours.
He was like,
I felt
I'm not
bad
stealing all your like, peanut.
Yeah, peanut stealing butter. All the peanut butter and jelly from all my wares.
Jif anyway.
Yeah,
but it likes that.
Jiffy. Yeah, I like Jiffy. That's my favorite one. Although no, Peter Pan.
Yeah, Peter Pan's my favorite. Peter Pan, 100%. That's what I grew up with.
Yeah,
Jif
or Peter Pan.
The one time I had Jif creamy,
yeah,
there was a clump of something in it. Grease? I don't. No, it wasn't grease because that would have been okay. This this was thicker.
Oh,
it was like
a hairball or something.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. It was like the peanut butter had a dry spot in it, and it clumped up or something. I don't know. I really
powdery,
don't.
Like,
but
throw the whole thing away or
after I almost puked.
Yeah.
Then yes, I've tossed that bad boy out.
Yeah,
and I never had creamy peanut butter by choice again.
Since you're a crunchy man.
I'm a crunchy man all the way.
Crunchy. Love the black. Crunchy.
Yeah. I'm expecting the crunch with that. If I get a little texture outside of that smooth in the creamy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It shouldn't bone
be
in there.
Yeah. Something chewy in there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gummy
Is that
bears.
A Jolly Rancher? What the hell?
I've recently seen this goober nonsense. I don't know.
I've never seen it before. Oh man.
I thought it was a thing from the 90s.
I'm missing it. What are we talking about?
Oh, that's the goober. That's just the Schmucker's brand. Goober is the
jelly peanut butter mixed. It swirls together. Okay.
Yeah. I remember that, but I never heard of the goober.
I wouldn't get it. Cause you don't know my ratio.
Exactly.
And it's only like grape. Preserve. Yeah. I'm fine with grape.
Strawberry.
Is there strawberry? Okay. I'm an apple jelly man when I have peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Apple jelly.
They probably make it better today, but when was that originally that they did that? Like 20 years ago, probably now?
It had to be the 90s.
Yeah. So however long ago that was, 25 years ago, I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
Garbage.
Yeah.
The jelly didn't taste like the jelly I liked.
Yeah.
It's the peanut butter was a different texture because it was with jelly.
It's the jack of all trades, master.
Of none. That's
but
right.
The thing is if you finish that quote though, right? Mm-hmm. Jack of all trades, master of none, but the master or the jack of all beats the master of one or something. There's a I don't know. You could probably even add another one on there. But the master of one can jack off the other one. Or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Somebody needs a queen in this one.
Yeah. But they're obviously gonna put different kinds of preservatives in both so that they don't like clash.
Texture as well.
Yeah. So it's not, I don't believe that the goober peanut butter and jelly is just
who makes
simply,
goober?
Again? I think it's Schmuckers or whatever. Unschmuckables.
Hey, yeah. Uncrustables weren't bad.
No, they're good. They're
they
good.
Actually
Patrick
taste like a good PB&J.
First one ever the other day.
Yeah, really?
Well, no, I've had them before.
No, nobody's
but,
ever given you one.
That's true. I've always had to get me a source my own.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah.
That's tough.
I had two. The wife started buying them for our daughter, and I was like, "Yoink!" taking those. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, I accidentally fed her another one. Sorry, babe.
Yeah.
Just grubbing it.
So she thought she was real brilliant. She took them all out of the box and hid them in the freezer, and then threw the box in the trash. And she was like, "Yeah, Mariah finished them." And I found where she's stashing them. Yeah, behind like the vegetables inside the freezer, thinking I'd never find them behind there.
Dude, yeah, she's hiding them from herself. Then
you think so?
No, she hates. She does not like peanut butter. She does not like jelly.
Right.
Interesting.
She is. I don't know if she's ever had a peanut butter jelly sandwich in her life.
That's she just crazy. Doesn't like the taste, texture, all of it.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not from this earth.
I love it.
Yep.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. There was something I was going to say right before that. Oh,
do you mix up your peanut butter and jelly? Do you in a bowl?
We've talked about this.
No.
Yes. Yep.
No.
Don't
not
you?
In a bowl.
No.
Yeah. Never in a bowl. I put it on the bread. Put it on the bread. Mix it that way.
Yeah. I mix my
peanut butter syrup.
That's what it is.
And we're hitting the same things over now again.
Sorry.
No. Yeah.
130 episodes. You're going to repeat a couple
things.
I was going to be real excited.
Like, no, he's... Sorry, guys.
I was going to get you guys, all three of us, tickets to the Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, and Ying and Yang concert.
Where?
In North Little Rock.
Okay.
Next week. It got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
It did.
I went to the website to go buy the tickets. Canceled. And at first I was like, damn, what did Arkansas do where Snoop Dogg's like, I ain't having a concert here
because
you learned Zach or something. Oh. Yeah. Because you guys didn't pass recreational or something.
Right.
And now, but he's canceled some shows at somewhere else and still not heard why.
time.
Well, still got an active TikTok or a Twitter account and stuff. So
I thought he did announce why he had canceled one of them, but I don't remember what it was. So
got Jamie, what Jamie Foxx has.
Right? What? Can you say
he's
that?
Got the Jamie Foxx?
What?
Can you say that?
What does Jamie Foxx have?
I don't know. And
that's what I'm saying. So
that's why we can't talk Foxx about that. It. We don't know if it's not something you could talk about yet.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Now you're like saying Snoop Dogg has it.
It could be like sickle cell or something.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's what I was thinking.
White
was
like, dudes can't talk about
that. That's not racist.
Okay. That's not. No, no. It's because that's science. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, that was the only thing I could think of. That
the Tuskegee experiments were racist.
Yeah. But you ain't going to die from malaria if you got sickle cell.
That's
okay.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is advantage which there. Is malaria and crazy. What's the biblical leprosy?
Yeah.
Leprosy and malaria blowing up in Texas and Florida.
Really? Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Makes sense.
Yeah. There's like hordes of locusts as well.
Probably.
Around. Frogs flying all over the sky.
Yeah. I'm right with God.
Just
so
in
I'm
Texas, cool. though. Just in Texas.
Just in Texas.
Good. We're all good.
Yeah, we're all
good.
Yeah.
Exciting thing we were going to get to talk about, and we don't now because it's not happening. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, no.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fun idea, though. And
now, next weekend? Is that what it was?
No, it was going to be like next Thursday.
Oh, see, I leave Wednesday the 23rd.
Oh.
I don't remember. I fly, jump on a jet leaving. Yeah, I jump on a jet plane to Colorado, Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm going hiking with my brother and my dad again.
Well, oh, heck yeah.
This time in Colorado.
This time in Colorado.
Yes, sir.
Going you were travel. Arizona, Sedona last time,
Sedona last
right?
time. And these are all places my dad wants to go hiking in.
Excellent.
Actually,
all places
we have
with a lot of marijuana available.
Well, there's just a lot of places with marijuana. My dad has not that I'm aware of and would not. Matter of fact, I was 20 or something like that, you know. Of course, weed in the 90s, very illegal. But I was like, I was at that time self-medicating. And I was like, hey, Dad, you want to smoke some weed with me? Dad told me, Mom told me y'all used to live with a guy that, you know.
Yeah, y'all used to get wet.
Yeah, wet. And he was like, don't you ever ask me that question again. Don't you ever talk about that with me
again. Until I'm 70.
Yeah, exactly. So
he fought in Vietnam, right?
He did.
Right. Yeah.
Well, he said he was stateside the entire time. Okay. He's a paratrooper.
So you got at LSD, yes. Marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yes. Right. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So. That's why he fought them people.
He told me a story. He lived in North Carolina.
Haven't you heard the... Wait, no, I can't say
that. You can't say that.
You definitely cannot say
that. Cannot say that one. Yeah.
They're putting chemicals in the grass to make us pacifists.
That's right. No, Dad told a story about...
Mark that one down.
I'm quoting a movie. Yeah.
Nope, can't do that either.
God dang it.
You certainly better not be 16 years old singing along to a rap song being white and filming yourself because you will not be going to college after that gets leaked.
We haven't had to censor
leaked.
Anything.
I'm sorry, you put it on your social media. Yeah. Somebody finds it 10 years later. Yeah.
You were just talking about the goop you would find if you were to clean stuff out,
that's
right?
That's all it was.
Yeah. Sorry. I tried.
More.
All right. I marked it down. There we go.
All right. Good.
There will be a beep
self
there.
Reminder.
Yeah.
The only drug story my dad could tell to me, I believe, is the one where he lived with a guy in North Carolina and he got his car impounded. And he said, the guy said, hey, we got to go to the impound and get my car. And he's like, all right. So he drove him up there to get it. He said, as soon as he walked in, he paid the fee or whatever it was to get the car. He walked in, he took a knife, slid open the seat, the driver's seat, and took out what dad thought was about 30 grand of cash in the seat and left the car there.
Dang.
He said, we moved out that day. Your mom and I moved out that day.
This was his buddy's vehicle? Did I hear that
right? Yes. Yeah. He was
a good friend.
Stationed in North Carolina at the time, I think. So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. We could all use a buddy like that.
Right? Exactly.
Who takes 30 grand from us? Or what?
No. It wasn't my dad's car.
He was recovering it.
Yeah, he was recovering it. Gotcha. He was recovering the 30 grand of drug money. My dad didn't realize he was a drug dealer.
Right. And got it back to the... Yeah.
No, he went and recovered his own 30 grand.
Oh, his own 30 grand.
My dad's friend got his car impounded.
Yes.
And my dad, and he's like, hey, can we go up to get my car? He asked my dad to give him a ride. My dad gave him a ride. He said when he got there, he sliced the seat open, took the cash out, and they left, and he never got the car. No, he didn't care about the car.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So he's like, that day, we moved out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding. 30 grand back then, too.
This was the 70s.
Yeah, 70s.
Early 70s. 71, 60, 69, 70.
Yeah.
That's a, you know, with Facebook nowadays, a lot more and more businesses checking your Facebook profile to see not just who you're friends with, but your friends' friends. At that point, you know, your friends' friends probably got an ISIS member.
Yeah.
One or two of them in there.
Oh, dude, I got 5,000 friends on Facebook. Guaranteed there's three.
Absolutely. Three. Statistically.
Mm-hmm. I don't know 92% of those people.
Yeah. Same with Country Boy Kev. Where he's back in my graces because he posted a video being like, I don't know what all y'all, like, he's getting hit up a lot in his, like, if you go to Country Boy Kev and read the reviews, they're all scam reviews.
Uh-oh.
Because that,
like,
dude
paid for
reviews?
Because
dude definitely paid to have like 10,000 followers or something in there. So now his algorithm, he even said, how do you reset my algorithm?
So wait a minute. Let's back up the story a little bit because I was somewhat jelly of this dude's following because we talked about it. You know, he had the slap contest people or whatever.
And then he just took that page and just changed it.
And then utilized it for what he thought was going to be a great rap career.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out. People didn't like none of that stuff.
Right.
So then he started posting memes and they started liking it again.
Yes. Right? So it's all memes. And then if he does post something slap related, like an old slap thing, it blows up because people are like,
that's why
I came here.
Yeah.
But who's this guy posting videos of him at Twerk Fest? Like, it's nothing but either people with like the Vietnamese language names, you know?
Oh, no.
Or like people from Texas who don't care to see massive twerking black booties.
That's funny.
You know, like, well, I mean, everybody cares to see a massive twerking black booty, but
I mean,
that there's pages for that.
Exactly. You would go to that.
Yeah.
You're not coming to.
That's right. Yeah. So he's going through something right now. Like, he did a live video that I watched the other day where he was like, not understanding like why he's getting hit up all these messages, like a lot of scamming, like a lot of fake. He's just got a lot of fake followers on there.
Yeah. I mean, I got bots on all of my stuff. I recognize
lots
that.
Lots of bots. That's what it is.
Yeah, but.
And then, like, if you read the reviews, if you go to Country Boy Kev and read the reviews, they're all 5-star. And they're all like, the resort was great. Like, and, you know, we had a great time. And then one is like for like a doctor, like, oh, she was so good. She cured my son or
best
something.
Best ride
like that.
Service I ever had.
Yeah, it's all just.
So basically,
stuff.
Then, it's just for the numbers. Of reviews and the amount of stars,
but you screw yourself
if people are looking at it.
Yeah, you totally screw your algorithm especially if you do that on YouTube. What I notice is when you buy followers to get views or buy views on YouTube, then they're like, "A lot of people in South Asia like your video, so we're gonna stop advertising to America where
that's
you want
funny.
It, and we're just gonna send it over to South Asia."
I hadn't even thought about
Southeast
it like that.
Asia. Yeah. Because there's lots of views coming from
for whatever reason, there's a Russian troll farm that loves your shit.
They love your shit.
So we're going to send all your stuff to Russia.
Yeah. You're just not. You don't hit well in America. I'm
exactly.
Sorry. But we got you.
I guess that's where it hurts.
And Austin, Texas. I don't know.
For the most part, your average like Facebook user probably not so discerning that they're going to actually. They're just going to see the reviews, not actually read.
So
you can get by with that for a period of time until the corporation itself is just like something shady going on here.
If you scroll back far enough, though, then you start seeing reviews of an axe throwing business. So that page has been through a few different. Yeah.
Dang.
So he did an axe throwing business, then the slap fest, and now the rap career. Who knows what it was before that?
This man built an empire.
Yeah, his page has gone through a metamorphosis.
If he would just stick with one thing, he'd probably be rich.
Yeah, probably.
The axe throwing, I feel like that's got a bit of a ceiling to it.
Yeah.
And it's played out a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
I mean, there were two here in Ocho Town, and
there
were two, and they were very successful for a couple years, and that, now I think they've played out. I think there's only one left. I don't know that for a fact.
I'm pretty sure there's only one
do
left.
It.
Okay.
I have a lot of axes, and I've thrown a lot of them at trees in my yard.
Absolutely.
Once you realize that you can be good at it, you don't do it no more. I got kind of tired of killing my trees.
Yeah. Once you figure out the distance in which you need to throw and the angle in which you need to release, done.
If a guy is 12 yards away from me and standing still, I'll put an axe right in him.
Absolutely.
No problem. Right. Hey, stop. Stop. Yeah. Wait, don't advance on me any further. Don't go side to side. Just stand right there. Nope. You're too close.
Yeah.
Take a step back.
A few steps back, sir.
Although.
Yeah. No, this is the wrong axe. I need this one right here. Yeah. This is the one for.
Actually, I'd prefer him take a couple steps right after I throw. That way, you know, just the backside hits him and he's not
dead.
Well,
yes,
you know?
But like after the 500th time throwing an axe and hitting the tree, you're like, all right.
Either you switch arms so you can build that arm up. Or
guess I'll go kill myself.
Go swim in the lake.
Take a jump in the lake.
Speaking of, I thoroughly enjoyed our lake time the last time we went.
I wish we could do it today.
For the record,
need it.
Yeah,
we are on a shortened schedule today.
We are.
We will have to get back to it.
Yeah, next week is birthday podcast though.
Okay.
If we do it on next Thursday is my birthday.
Yeah, so you forgot your birthday present, by the way.
Oh yeah. Oh, I got to take that.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, no problem.
Good call.
There was a level of unsureness on whether it was left on purpose or not.
No.
And I assured that it was just accidental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always happens that way.
What Absolutely. Was it? Have you opened it yet?
Yes. Yeah, it's a bottle of rum.
A bottle of rum.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We might have rum. I mean, what day is your birthday next week?
Thursday.
Ooh.
So
we may have to. I don't know. Are you planning on podcasting on your birthday though?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Okay. Why not? Can we set it for Thursday then?
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
It's done.
Make a whole night of it.
And we will then christen.
Yes.
Because honestly, here's already, it's, you know.
Can we make a lake day out of it?
We should.
Could. It's my little brother's 30th birthday, so I already got I got Thursday through Sunday blocked off. The wife, the baby knows. Baby was complaining about it. I told her, shut up.
All right. Wait a minute. What's next week?
Next week is the 17th.
Okay,
Thursday.
It's not your trip to
Colorado.
Perfect. Even better.
And I'd expect you to cancel it if it was.
I would.
Cancel Colorado.
Dad, you suck. I'm out. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Got a podcast.
Yeah, got podcasting.
Yeah.
So, maybe I should take Friday off next week, too.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it off the air.
Okay.
We're off on the air right
on
now.
On the air. Yeah. Podcasting in the Washburn studio.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back with No. I am recording a new podcast with a couple of older fellows who are used to being on the radio.
How's that
And there's
going?
A lot of that. There's a lot of, we'll be right back with, I'm like, nope.
No, there's
you gotta say it. We're you not going anywhere. Yeah.
Well, really? I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Okay. From where?
It's you can find it on the washtoppodcast.com. It's called the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The air.
Okay. I saw it. Yeah.
That
cool,
one.
Cool.
It's good. They like do a good job. But I'm having to cut out a lot of, and we're back.
Yeah. All right. That's pretty cool. Do y'all do like production in between it, in it?
I do some.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to really listen to it. I haven't listened to it, I'll be honest. I've looked at it. I saw the numbers and stuff, but I haven't looked at it. I haven't listened to it, I mean.
Yeah. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Two guys sitting there talking about high school football.
Is that something I should do with
you
what
might,
we got
you
here?
You could do it.
Okay.
I'll steal the whole thing.
Okay.
That's kind of
what I was asking. Like, can I jump?
Just listen to
the your podcast. Hopefully next week. It's pretty much just a theft of hosting Hochitown.
I love
so,
it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Even better.
Which was a theft of Costock or Watchdog Chronicles.
Yep.
No.
Hey, no. Thievery is
the
theft of
if best you form of if flattery. You ask the ladies that produced it. Exactly. Yeah. No.
By the way, I accidentally deleted that page.
Oopsie.
It's gone.
Dope.
Well,
I asked the guy. I got to give you his information. I have the contact
for
who built the website. Wait, do you even?
Perfect.
We're not even.
No, I would love to. Just for the communication of.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to use them for that much. No, I don't know. No.
Right. And then the guy, I call him up and I'm like, hey, dude, I guess you're our contact for this. I need a couple pages built. And he's like, all right, I'm going to build them in our new engine. We have like a new engine. Just build them in.
Ooh, nice.
And it's just totally failed and sucked. And he texts it back. And I'm like, I was like, dude, it doesn't work. And he's like, all right, I'll build them on the old engine.
Good.
Poor guy.
Thank you.
You know, you hate it when something's exciting. You're excited to do something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I kind of knew it wasn't. I was like, all right, dude.
Oh, really? You know?
But I need it tomorrow. So you better be ready to work overtime if it don't work. Didn't.
I love it.
Yeah, so what was I going to say about it? Yeah, whatever it is.
The podcast. Where they're back.
And we're back.
That's where I was.
You never went anywhere.
I had a friend in Dallas. I had a friend in Dallas reach out to me who now does a podcast, and it seems like an extension of his show. He does a midday show in Dallas, and I know, right? Who cares about that? Who cares about middays, bro?
You do midnights in Dallas, and it's better than what we do here.
You get more listeners.
We got mornings. Yeah,
but if you ain't
local.
Getting up at 3:45 in the morning, all right, to make it happen.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yes, you have a amount of larger amount of listeners, but per capita, I don't know how many people just show up to listen to you, though.
No.
You know what I mean?
They just have the radio
morning
on.
Shows. People show up to listen to us. Period. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
No, you're right.
Yeah, he contacted. He's like, "Can we check out my new podcast? Got a couple episodes." I was like, "Bro, I text you on Instagram last week that I checked out your first two episodes of your podcast, ooh, just for the record." But okay,
yeah.
And then he's like, "Oh, blah, blah, blah." He's like, and I was like, "Well, you want my honest opinion? You want me to say, yeah, it's cool,
yeah."
And he was like, "Just seriously, give me your honest opinion." I was like, "You're doing a radio. You're doing an extension of your radio show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Literally, like bits and the whole nine." And I was like,
"Yeah."
Either that's what you want is for you to say, if you want more of my show, go, if you want extended version, you know, where I can talk more and stuff. Cause it's middays on a big, he's not getting super long to talk.
Sure.
So he's like, if you want that, then you're doing a great job.
Right.
If you're only sending the people that are listening to your radio show,
yeah.
But otherwise you need to do, you know, tone back the radio. I know we're radio guys, but tone back the radio because that's not what they're coming for. And he was like,
right.
That's a good idea. I haven't listened to 3, 4, or 5 yet, but we'll see if he actually took my advice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he has one segment. It's called his program director. And basically, it's like the boss calling in, telling you you're an idiot and stuff.
Okay.
Hilarious. It was hilarious.
Right.
I was like, he stole the show. So keep him. Keep him.
Yeah, the guy who's calling you an idiot, definitely make sure you get more of him.
Exactly.
The
keep
blanket
him.
In the business for the most part, honestly.
But I mean, he's the kind of guy, he's a really nice guy, really radio guy.
Right.
And I wish him all the best. Hope it does great for him. But he's got a huge, he opened up with about 30 listeners. I just wanted to let you know that because he's promoting it. And he really can't. He's on iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. So he really can't openly promote it.
Right.
Like, but he's got a lot more fans on multiple socials, so I figured you're promoting it on your socials.
Yeah.
You're going to get people listen. We have more listeners.
Yeah.
So that tells me
we have like double his listeners, dude.
Well, not now. He's already surpassed. No, I'm kidding. But no,
for a minute there.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is, you can have all the promotion you want, but if it's not what people are looking for, they're not going to keep listening.
Right. Right. Yeah, we're like a diamond in the rough. You got to find us.
Yeah.
You got to find this one.
One day, we're going to blow up promotion.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll blow up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I won't have to.
We'll catch fire like Honolulu. Oh, yeah. Shit.
And then I won't have to upload the podcast myself.
Wrong island.
Yeah. But now I'm like all into podcasting. I'm doing mine, this one, and then I got to produce that one. And I'm helping out with the audio for Witty Kispers.
Yeah.
And
big shout out to Hey Therapist, by the way.
Hey Therapist.
Yeah, we didn't mention that last week. We mentioned every other one that's possible in the group. But
okay.
Yeah, heytherapist.com.
Right. And then I got to set up your page for that one.
Yeah.
And at least either show you how to upload it, but you can also let me do that. But podcasting, man.
We probably spend about as much, without the show. If you took the show away, like our morning shows, we'd probably spend about as much time preparing and or doing the podcast as we do our regular day jobs.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
not Patrick.
Well, yeah. once you guys
go to places and take pictures and stuff.
Right, that's true. But he does no production of podcasting. That's if you do an hour long podcast, that's exactly a minimum of 1 hour's worth of production, or at least for me, because I listen to the entire thing back.
Right.
You know, I edit out the ands and uhs and stuff like that.
I just can't seem to, I can't do that. The moment I start doing that, the moment is like, it just doesn't sound natural anymore. Like I don't speak like that.
Too short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't speak like that. There's a lot of uhs and ums and mess ups and and not funny things. Like I find myself cutting out my not funny things and leaving your guys' not funny things in.
Well, that's just rude.
Yes. So I have stopped.
Don't act like you're doing me a favor, bro.
Yeah. I'd be like, that was cringy for me, but
right.
Jay's sounds real bad on this one.
So it'll take away from mine.
That's right.
I love it. I do the same thing on Hosting Hoach.
Yeah. Just cut out your nonsense.
Yeah, I leave Shiloh's crap in there. He calls me on it too. He's like, bro, you cut out when you made the mistake about whatever you said, but then when you left mine in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's part of the production process.
That's right.
That's what happens when you're in control.
There's Steve O's got a podcast, And apparently it's pretty good from what I hear. I haven't listened to it because I cannot listen to Steve-O.
Yeah.
So bad. Like it's,
I mean, he's not like intellectually awful or anything. Just a voice is, it's wore out, man. His larynx is wore out.
I saw this one chick. She has a podcast on YouTube. It's called, I don't know, The Best Podcast Ever or something like that.
I thought there was already one like that.
Yeah. I don't know. And she just interviews people. But she doesn't. She just goes, yeah, so.
Oh, I saw that one. Like, She's hot right now. Who's dating her? Somebody's dating her. Some big time somebody who's dating her.
I hope Scott Peterson. I hope Brian Laundrie's dating her.
One where she's got the meme? She's like, everyone has an opinion and it's wrong.
I don't know, dude. Everybody, I don't know.
They have, we're all out our opinion. And
I couldn't listen to more than 30 seconds of it. She was with that Lil Yachty. She did that was one of her newest podcasts. By the way, like 5 million views on it. You know, and
of course it's Lil Yachty.
Yeah, but then it's her her podcast. She has millions of subscribers. There's only a couple episodes. Like it just launched out amazing. Well,
we understand now that podcasting is just like the music industry. Think about it. If you want to blow up today and you have something worth blowing up, don't get me wrong.
Right.
Because you know there's 10,000 artists right now that have great voices and have written great music that haven't become that haven't been found yet.
Right.
Why? Because they just haven't put their money, their music out to the label.
Right.
Well, once the label gets a hold of somebody, they throw it out to every radio station. Now every radio station has your music, and we'll probably play it once if the label sends it to you. You know what I mean? And then now if people start requesting it, we're going to play it again. Yeah. You know what I mean? Same thing with podcasting. If Spotify puts your podcast up front because you're a Spotify for podcasters podcaster or whatever, or YouTube or whatever, you know, iTunes, Apple, they're all the same. If you get that notoriety from the actual entity releasing it, then you get instant listens. Whether you gain those followers or not, you're going to get 10,000 listens,
right?
Just because they put you up top of whatever. So I think it's all about the advertising. It's all about putting your name out there. One day we'll get it there.
Yeah, because there's the vast horde of people have no idea what they want, right? So they just see a top 10 list and they're just going to go with that, you know, as opposed to finding maybe the niche thing that they're really into.
That's why commercials work.
Yeah.
That's why advertising works, because you're right.
I need you to tell me what I need.
Yeah. Right. What is popular for me to wear this summer?
Yeah.
What bathing suit do I need?
I didn't realize I need AIDS medication, but I mean, you keep putting every other commercial on TV as AIDS medication. Maybe I should go ahead and get some.
Is Kizzy Rizzy?
Yeah, I don't have plaque psoriasis, but after you take Sky Rizzy, dude, you're like freaking in Bora Bora.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Yeah. You're living the time of your life.
Yeah, but don't take it if you're allergic to it.
Yeah.
Ask your doctor today.
Which blows my mind because I only have to take it once to figure out if I'm allergic to it. Yeah. But by then, they've already warned me. Yeah. So they're not reliable.
Am I allergic to Sky Rizzy? I'll find out.
Yeah.
Who's a doctor. He's like, I've joked with him about that before. Ask your doctor today. He's like, yeah, whatever. I've never heard of it. Yeah. Why not? Let me know how it works out for you.
Not FDA approved. All the better.
Who like that nasal spray tanner? Did y'all see that?
Oh, no.
It's a tan. It's like some sort of claims that it will you will get a bronzing effect from this nasal spray. Well,
that can't be good for you.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, people are putting it in their ass.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They're like, it'll work quicker.
Bronze my asshole.
You get a little high off of it, too.
Yeah. Bleached it. Now it looks like.
Oh, goodness.
It's like this white dot in the middle of this brown lake.
What's this big one now? It's like a diabetes medicine or something that people are taking, and they're just shedding weight like crazy.
Ozempic.
That's it.
One of them.
Yeah,
there's a couple of them, I think.
And now they're like, oh, yeah, well, then it causes like so many bad things.
Oh, if you ask a Republican, it causes you to be a liberal.
Yeah.
It turns you into a gay flag-waving liberal. It's pretty crazy.
A gay flag-burning liberal, right?
Well, rainbow flag. I'm sorry.
I got you.
Pride flag-waving.
No, I read that yesterday somewhere, that the new conspiracy is this Ozempic is causing people to be trans.
Oh, okay. That's one way to get it in, man. You get it into the... To the
get
supply,
it in.
Dude.
That's right.
See, this is the Pelosi Hillary Clinton complex, man.
Yeah. Probably,
And the people who are going to take it are probably Republicans.
So has Hillary stopped killing people? Sorry.
You know, that's impossible.
Well, they haven't talked about it in like 2 years.
She needs to kill a human every day.
That's true. Exist. Oh, I guess they've had Joe Biden to, you know, bag yeah. on. So they have didn't need Hillary for the past couple of years.
Yeah. But I will say that podcast I was talking about is awful. And she interviewed Lil Yachty, and he called her out on it right away. She's like, so, yeah, why don't you introduce yourself? And he's like, that's pretty shitty of you as a host. Like, you know my name. Yeah. Introduce me. Like, you know, I'm on your show. You know? That like, it was awful. I don't understand it. And, you know, she's making so much money off of that thing.
That's funny.
You know?
I ask on hosting Hochatown, I ask the guests to introduce themselves every time, every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe screw me, but don't do that to Lil Yachty when you have him on.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, I would have said, hey, Lil Yachty.
Yeah,
Lil Yachty. And then so he'd have been like, hey, why are you saying my name wrong? Well, yeah. I was going to have you introduce yourself, but that's probably wrong too.
Right, right.
I mean, if that's how she sounds, maybe the average listener, they're all taking bets among themselves to see when she's going to overdose on fentanyl.
Yeah.
That's possible, true.
Useless. And then Steve-O. I mean, how many whip it my asshole, you know, stories can you hear before? Like, I just don't get it. I don't get the podcasting craze. I would imagine so.
I mean,
I haven't listened to the podcast. Nitrous up your booty. I'll start listening and we'll find out.
I'd say one of the best podcasts, pop culture podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I love podcasting, but I have very niche interests. But one that I checked out that I think the average listener would really enjoy was that it was WTF with Marc Maron, one of the original podcasts, mm-hmm. right? I mean, he's been doing
this. You're a little late to the party on that.
20 something years, right? And he had Terry Crews on. This was from 2020, so it's a little older, maybe 2021 or whatever. But he had Terry Crews, so you most. The average listener probably going to mostly remember him as President Mountain Dew Camacho from Idiocracy, but had him on there. And man, talk about such a fantastic conversation. Marc Maron's a little like, I've listened to a few of his podcasts and I'm not shitting on him. It's just when somebody's talking, he's trying to finish their sentences.
Yeah.
I just find that very annoying.
He's like a male Tyra Banks. Who's like, he listens to your problem and he's like, yeah, well, me.
Well, he tries to explain it. Yeah. And you know, and Terry Crews is very, I'll just say very magnanimous individual and very forbearing and trying to be like, yeah, sure. What you said, that's what my story exactly is.
Yeah.
But in any case, if you can get past that, Terry Crews is just amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing to listen to. Talking about his like NFL career. Now he was playing late 80s, early 90s, making like $150 a week. He talks about he did the math at one point. He could have made more money working for McDonald's, you know. But he said he actually his side gig was painting portraits of NFL players. He would paint a portrait of NFL player for $5,000, and he said he did about 20 of them during his NFL career, and he said that was how he literally kept from starving to death. Yeah. You know, but I really just recommend it. I'll just tell another story or two about it. But one thing that really cracked me up was his story about how he was going to go to college for art, but he was like, I can't get an art scholarship. You know, it's going to pay my whole ride. I can get a football scholarship. So I think he played West Michigan University and then got into NFL afterwards. But he said he was so busy with football practice, he couldn't commit himself to all the extra hours of art class that were being demanded of him. So what he did is during his summer break is he would paint a bunch of paintings. Like they would be bad and then get progressively better. And then when the semester started in the fall, he would turn in like first art project, he'd turn in a real bad painting. And he'd go up to the professor and be like, look, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Can you give me some tips? And then he'd be turning more in. They'd be getting better and better. And then end of the semester, he'd turn in that real nice painting he did during the summer and be like, look, professor, all the tips you gave me, it really helped, didn't it? A+ every class, nice, you know, nice. Passed every single one of them with flying covers. Yeah, he was like, that was the scam I came up with, and it worked really, really well.
Smart.
Yeah,
really smart.
He talks about things like he got addicted to pornography and how that messed up his relationship with his wife. They've been together 30 something years now. He's been with the same woman pretty much since college, you know, and got real. And he talks about, you know, he's like, it was a good kind of message for men, and I'm going to butcher it here.
More recently or like back when he had to buy the DVDs and went on? Like that kind of porn?
He didn't go into too much detail.
Because if it's 30 years, yeah, I bet it's like more recent.
Yeah, maybe, I think it was more. It was probably a more recent
internet
thing.
Age.
Yeah, probably internet age. But
cell phone.
He says guy gets himself in a hole and he's down in a hole, like, and he just doesn't know how to like yell for help. You know, he just all he thinks is just keep going deeper and deeper in that hole. You know, and sometimes realize that the things that might get you out of that hole is what you're actually digging the hole to get away from. You know, that's a highly recommended. He did a podcast the other day with Dax Shepard on Google Podcasts. I couldn't find the podcast. I couldn't find that episode with Dax Shepard. I don't know how good Dax Shepard is as a podcaster anyways, but I just happened to see the one with Mark Maron. I was like, he's a good enough interviewer, you know, long-standing podcast. I know that one. So that's the one I listened to. Highly recommend it. He was a lot of fun. Nice. He was pretty hilarious too throughout it as well.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. The porno thing with the phone now. I mean, that's so new. That's still so new to the fact, like, you pretty much you could be anywhere and imagine that somebody has masturbated in that spot or seat.
Yeah, I saw it at a KFC parking lot not that long ago.
Yeah.
One of the employees literally walked out. We were waiting in line, waiting to get to the drive-thru window. Dude walks out, and it was my wife. Unfortunately, it was my wife who had to notice it. He got in his car and instantly put phone up on the dash. You tell he was beating it right then and there.
Nice.
Like in the parking lot during his like 15-minute break or
chicken
something.
Chicken grease. You don't even need lube. He's just greasy already.
Yeah. That's we still got KFC.
Yeah,
we still paid.
He wasn't in there working.
It was in his car. Yeah, it would have been different, I guess, if we were waiting in line so long that he did the deed and then walked back in.
Yeah,
that'd be different. I would at least ask for a discount or something at that point.
That's disgusting. Extra gravy, please.
Yeah. Oh, I got that. Yeah,
I know. I probably said this 100 times in my life that it's the last time I'm going to KFC. This 101st time.
Yeah,
is going to be the true. I'm never going to KFC again.
Right.
That was just too. It was just too real. You know. Watch a guy.
You know he didn't wash his hands when he went back in.
But like, you know, like that didn't happen 30 years ago. Like nobody was jerking off in a Love's. You know. Right. Bathroom
better
stall.
Have a good imagination.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, they at least they went into the actual showers that had locks.
Right.
Back then.
Right.
Yeah.
No, not
in Love's.
Now you just literally just in line. Just in line. Just bust one out real quick. You know? Or like, you know how like Bluetooth and stuff. Like I saw a picture of a, you know, it could be fake. Probably is fake. But it was like AI. At a dealership. You know, and they had like the technician was working on his car and like turned the car on and it auto connected to the Bluetooth and the guy was in the bathroom watching porn and, like connected the Bluetooth.
That's so hilarious.
Always turn your Bluetooth off.
Yeah, got to.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. I've never had that happen. Like I've had times where I'm sitting there watching YouTube and maybe Allie or somebody goes to borrow the car. You know, she gets in and turns it on and my YouTube goes to that and I'm like, got to make a mental note of that.
That's funny.
You don't want, you know. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's what I watch. No.
I was just watching elephants fight rhinoceroses.
Elephants fight. Yeah. What else, man? What else is what I've been watching stuff. I watched a bunch of, you know, I was hoping to find something for the show today.
Yeah.
For the Regrettable Show. So I watched some compilations of live stream fails or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Like just moments from IRL live streams. Cause we haven't talked about that in a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. We did a whole episode on IRL streaming.
We did some IRL streaming ourselves on the show back in Twitch days. Remember?
Yeah.
Quite a few of them.
Well, IRL, man, I think that's a specific, it's 24/7.
Oh, you mean like
you're just walking around on camera at all times, filming everything that you do.
I gotcha.
And of course, some of the moments, the reason I saw it is because I wanted to rewatch a clip of Andy Dick. I don't know if you guys have ever seen how his life spiraled completely. It has been, I mean, for a long time.
Yeah, but, I read a little bit about it. Yeah. It's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's all fake. But basically,
he was like being kept like as a hostage or something there for a little while.
Yeah. So what happened was he was connected to this one streamer and she sent him to Las Vegas for whatever reason. And this is all, I could have all this wrong, but this is kind of what I gleaned from it. Sent him somewhere. He got viciously, brutally ass kicked and robbed. And then this other guy came and kind of like helped him out. And he's an IRL streamer and like said, you can come live with me.
Because at this point, Andy Dick's more or less homeless, right?
Yeah, yeah, completely homeless, no kids, lost everything, you know, he's got no money.
Estranged from his whole family.
Yeah.
And while he is gay, I mean, at one point he was married to a woman, and he's got kids and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, lots of gay guys have kids.
Like, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Because we're men at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, just want to nut, usually. And it was easier to get a guy.
It's easier to cross over from that side to our side than our side to that
side.
That's true. Because once you go to that side, there's not a whole lot of coming back.
Yeah, no.
That's just that one time I was.
You hold that stigma for the rest of your life.
Yeah. But, so then he's like now locked in the streamer's house as the streamer is abusing him pretty bad. Like, and then I guess some other streamers tried to come in and save Andy Dick, and the guy who was like holding him hostage chased him out with a gun. It's all probably fake, you know, just to garner streams and drama and all that stuff. But, it was definitely interesting. And like at one point, the guy, his name was Wappy. That was his stream name. He's standing there shirtless talking to Andy Dick. He's like, you do that again, dude, I'm going to body slam you into hell. Like, I'm going to seriously fuck you up. Like, you've never been fucked up before and all this. And then he just stands in front of the camera, and as the chat's going, they're like, you know, where's this money? I thought this money's going to Andy. He's like, it is going to Andy, all right? Like, because they're donating, right?
Oh,
he's got like $3,000 already. And he's like, he like picks up a bottle of Tito's, and he's like, this goes to Andy every day. I get him one of these, a handle of vodka, and he smokes my weed. And weed's expensive.
I love it.
Yeah, and you know, this guy's just clearly ripping off Andy Dick.
That's hilarious. And him,
chasing people off with a gun. And then they like called the cops. Another pair of streamers called the cops on the situation and got Andy out of there. But again, he's homeless again. And then he went and stayed with another streamer who streams from, this dude's name is Captain Content, Captain Content's RV, and it streams at all times 24/7 live stream from the inside this RV, and this is where Andy Dick is staying. And he got kicked out of the RV because he groped like on camera this other guy. Like, they got all super drunk or whatever, and I'm not watching this whole thing. It's clipped for my viewing pleasure. You know, it's like a little 5-minute video on the whole thing, and it shows him sexually assaulting this poor guy.
How many streams this guy get?
A couple thousand
streams per view or whatever.
The stream is going always.
So you got 2,000 people watching.
That's actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
Might not be that.
Okay.
Like, over the course of a day, you might have a couple thousand who are in and out or something. Like,
okay,
that
makes sense.
Yeah.
That's like a radio show.
Yeah.
You got $8,000 listen in a day. That you got 800 to 1,000.
Dude, $3,000 in like 24 hours, though, through donations. You know, of course, soliciting them for Andy's benefit.
Of course.
You know? Dude, the whole thing was messed up. And then I start seeing more about this guy who's an IRL streamer. One of the originals, his name is Ice Poseidon. You may have heard of him. I don't know. You know, I had never heard of him before He's just awful, man. He just goes around just being awful to people in the streets.
And that's
nobody likes him. Yeah. Like, and then like, so I watched this compilation. It was like 20 minutes of just all these moments, right, from across all kinds of IRL streams. And at one point, you know, there's like this big YouTuber convention or whatever, and nobody wants to talk to this guy. Like, he's literally getting shafted and cursed out by everybody. And that's when I said on the show, I was talking about on the radio show today, this other guy, he's an IRL streamer, and he goes to a painting class, and he's sitting there in the painting class with the camera up, and he's chatting with his chat, and they're sending the donations that come through, and they get read in a robot voice, which is how Twitch, where like when you send a donation and then this robot voice reads the text, you know, and it's like crass. Like, that's the same thing that happened to that one guy. If you remember, an IRL streamer went to like an art exhibit, and he's just walking around showing off the art on the thing, and somebody sent through a donation that said, you know, bomb detonation will be in 10, 9, and it sounded really, and then like, and you know, everybody rushed out, and he got arrested. Knee in his back for doing that. You never saw that?
Nope.
Dude, I thought it was fake until the police showed up and bodied this guy.
thing.
Like, that was real. Well, that at least that part was real.
Well, it feels like that the we'll just use the police as an example here. It feels like the police or entities that govern those types of things are tired of this YouTube or the TikTok generation. Yeah. You know, trying to do everything out in public for TikTok for views. And, you know, in a situation that causes mass panic, you can be arrested.
You should be.
Yeah. If you yell fire in a theater, you will be arrested.
Absolutely.
If there's no fire.
If there's no fire.
If there's a fire, I mean, please yell fire.
Absolutely. Definitely yell fire.
Because people could be trampled. People could be injured or killed. Yeah.
We got to go. But let me tell this one quick last one. It's just 30 seconds. this is the one I wanted to get to. It was an innocent guy who's live streaming and somebody swatted his house. And this is before they really knew like swatting was brand new at this point.
Which means call the SWAT team on that house.
Call the SWAT team on that house for saying there was dead bodies. This guy's a killer and blah, blah, blah. And the SWAT team bursts in, takes this poor guy, throws him to the ground. One police officer literally stomps him on the spine like I've never seen, and then grabs his arm and like yanks it back as the other guys are like, you know, cuffing him, his ankles and stuff, and literally so like foot on the spine, yanking back on his arm as his face down, and the stomp was like bang, and then held him and yanked, and then it's like, oh shit. It's a prank, mom, dude. It's like, dang, dude. Anyway.
I mean, there should be the same amount of fervor that goes into punishment.
I think so, to be honest.
To be honest with you.
I mean,
because you didn't have to act that way as a police officer.
No, I mean, and it's not like the guy, they swatted in, his hands were up like, oh, you know.
Yeah, they swatted like in, he wasn't some ground. Big crazy dude that looked mad and ready to fight everybody.
Nerd.
Exactly.
It's a good thing SWAT Warcraft. Team where they wear like loafers or Hey Dudes or something, right?
I love it.
Worse than football cleats.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go. Make sure to go to our Facebook page, Regrettable, JTB1, whatever it is. You find it. Just type in Regrettable and you give us a like.
Send us a question.
Sure.
So we don't have to fucking talk about dumb shit.
Yeah. RegrettableJTP@gmail.com. We got to get out of here. We will see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.